Dice doing another episode because I think I need to talk about something. Exercise, right? We all do it. We all try it. But a lot of us don't get the results we want, so we stop, right? But you also have to understand, the body, your body, is the most intelligent, intricate, complicated, most advanced piece of equipment that you were born with. It's not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to be 6 months and you completely change. For some of us, we're lucky and we can. But for most of us, it's about learning, right? It's about knowing what works and what doesn't work. You can't just go into the gym and think in a couple of weeks you're going to be in the best shape of your life, because no one knows what you've done to your body throughout the years. No one knows what you've put in it throughout the years. Your body never forgets. So it's only going to work for what you've given it through the years. Now, starting this new chapter for the new year, you should definitely consider trying to eat a little bit better, letting go of some of the bad things like alcohol and snacks and late nights and all those things, and really trying to get enough rest so that you can have enough energy to do the work that you're trying to put on. And really understand that your body is the most advanced technology that you'll ever see. Because as technology advances, your body will advance with it. In updates and all that, with knowledge and everything, and movement and stretching and contraction and putting on muscle and losing weight and all those things. The body has always been the same throughout centuries and centuries. It's only the knowledge that we've taken on, right? It could have been this advanced centuries ago, but we've learned more and more as we've come to understand that how to exercise and how to put on weight and how to lose weight and how to put on muscle and how to do all these things through knowledge. But it's also your body, so your body's different than every single body's body, right? As funny as it sounds. So certain movements are going to be different from others, for other people, right? Certain ways that you manipulate an angle and all those things are going to be different. Certain foods are going to help you better than they will the next person. Certain things are certain diets are going to help better for you than they are for the next person. So understanding that you can take someone's diet, take someone's exercise, but also understand that it could be different for you. So don't go into it knowing that, oh, I'm going to lose this weight. Go into it as a learning kind of thing. Go into it like if you were going to school, right? Getting ready to learn, to understand that you're going to start taking in information. Start really paying attention to where you're feeling those body parts for what you're exercising that day. And really, really keep an open mind. And don't have that quitter mentality of, oh, it didn't work for me, so you know what, screw it. Because it's only going to get worse. You know, the rust is only going to build on more and more and more, and eventually you'll come back next year for the new year goal, right? And that's what happens to all these new year goal comers to the gym. They come in with all this excitement, going to change myself and blah, 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 and then they leave, right? We all know this as regulars in the gym. We know the rookies that come in that are all going gung-ho, and then they never stick to it because of these reasons. So really think about it and come into it as a different mindset, knowing that you're going in to learn, not to just change fast, because you can't change fast when you put on all that shit through the years. Stay focused, stay positive, Stice Life. Boom!